Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Our final hour coming up 20 minutes from now. Eight Buckets continues with the Green Bay Packers, and we'll give you all our bets for tonight in Major League Baseball, side total and props, Game 3 of the NBA Finals with the Heat and the Nuggets, and golf bets as well for the RBC Canadian Open coming up this weekend. But joining us right now to talk some college baseball super regionals as the tournament advances forward, we are almost at Omaha, not quite. Super regionals coming up this weekend in college baseball. Joining us right now to break it down, we had him on the show last week. He was awesome, so wanted to have him back on again. I am fairly certain that he has Riz, although I'm not 100% sure. It's our pal Johnny Venezia of Bet Karma on Twitter at @JohnnyVTV, @JohnnyVTV. Johnny, welcome back to the show. Nick and Ken, how's it going?
Hey, you know what, man? Another day, another dollar. Always happy to be on with you guys. And, you know, BetQL twice today. Got my boy PJ earlier in the day. And, you know, now I saw you guys rocking the bucket hats. And I was like, I can't be the only one not rocking one. So let me throw on my golf hat, the one that I use to hit 300-yard drives and just absolutely put the ball on the green from the tee box.
Yeah, the best is I asked Johnny, I was like, oh, so you play? Like, do you score? And he's like, nah, I don't really keep score. He's like, but I hit it 300 yards from the tee. It's like, I played with people
I sit like 230 to like 280. It depends on how well I hit it and if I get a nice bounce.
Which is really good, by the way, which is like really, really good. So we gotta clean up those approaches. That's what we gotta clean up basically, and then you'll be scoring in no time. But for people who can't watch, got a great Titleist bucket hat on right now. And we'd all love to be out golfing, except like we can't breathe. And Tyler's gonna try to play golf tomorrow morning. And the air quality index is gonna be 900, which will be really fun. But we can watch college baseball. There's a lot starting on Friday, super regionals. We can kind of start anywhere in terms of like some of the, it's like more interesting matchups or like teams that are kind of like more favorite to win, basically. I want to do a big picture question first. Like, based on what you saw the first weekend, we had you on last week. Wake was the favorite. They advanced. They look really good. They're still the favorite. Do you feel still like they're the best team, the most likely team to win? Did anything the SEC teams show you last weekend be like, well, I thought Wake, but maybe this other team or maybe Virginia or maybe somebody else still Wake everybody else?
Yeah, it's Wake and Bake, man. I just, you know, this is the team that I've been talking up that as the best team in the country since early March when everybody was riding the LSU wave. I was like, LSU doesn't have what Wake Forest has in terms of the depth front to back pitching. I mean, if you took Paul Skeens out of this rotation, who knows where they would be. And, you know, you've gotten some better performances lately from a guy like Thatcher Hurd, who's got a high powered arm, the transfer from UCLA, a guy who's probably a top 10 pick next year. But I just think Wake Forest, man, they're so balanced. They can beat you in so many different ways. The versatility with the pitching and the hitting, they're going to have two first round picks this year, Rhett Lauder, a top 10, and Brock Wilkin probably somewhere in the top 25. Next year, they're going to have arguably a top five with first baseman Nick Kurtz. We call him Nicky Nukes around here. And they have an elite closer with Camden Menace, but really four guys you could throw out in a starting capacity. And I do think Wake Forest is the team. I've been riding them all season long. There's no reason for me to jump ship. I will say this Alabama series is going to be a lot more difficult than people think. They should not have made it out of the region, but, you know, because they got a little bit lucky playing lesser quality opponents, they ultimately did. And, you know, to be fair, I don't like that we can't bet Alabama, but I still pick Wake Forest to advance because at the end of the day, Bama's not allowed to have three good sports. That's just, we can't allow that to happen. They already have football as a legendary powerhouse. The basketball team was the number one team for a little while. And now we can't have them suddenly be good at baseball. We just cannot allow this to happen. Wake Forest has got to steamroll this team. Let's get Rat Louder on the hill day one, put this thing to bed, and get off to a 1-0 start.
I like that, Nikki Nukes. That was what they used to call me when I was a kid. No, they didn't. I was never called that once.
No one ever.
Let's, Johnny, try to give us like 45 seconds or so on each of these. I want to hit as many of the super regionals as we can here. Let's start with the ones coming up on Friday. Let's start with Virginia and Duke. Virginia, about a minus 200 favorite. Duke, the underdog here. Who do you like in Virginia and Duke in one of the super regionals starting on Friday?
You know, I kind of thought Virginia was overrated all year. They lost a lot of bad series they shouldn't have lost, and they do have some talent. They have a guy like Kyle Teal, who's going to be the first catcher off the board, arguably top 10 pick. Jake Geloff, elite third baseman. Some decent pitching options. But to be honest, Duke beat them in 2 out of 3 in mid-April, and they scored 26 runs in that series. And, you know, Duke is a blue-collar team that does the little things right, very fundamentally sound, that they don't have a lot of superstar power, but they will take advantage of you if you let them. And I think Duke for the price at plus 160, whatever it is the correct side if I'm betting. I don't feel comfortable laying 200 with Virginia, especially the fact that you could have made a case they should have lost to East Carolina in both games if it wasn't for like miraculous late second or last second heroics from their offense that, you know, it probably won't happen in every game.
Johnny, you mentioned LSU already, maybe kind of like you're not buying them versus buying Wake Forest, for example, comparing those two teams. But maybe you like them in this series. They get Kentucky, who I think nobody thought would be in the situation at the start of the year. But Kentucky's had a really, really, really good year. LSU advanced out of their region, kind of a funky rain delay, play a bunch of games Sunday, Monday kind of situation. LSU, a really big favorite in this super regional against Kentucky, minus 230. Kentucky about plus 185, plus 190. I know you don't like LSU maybe to win instead of Wake, but do you like them to get out of this series?
Yeah, I think so. Listen, Kentucky gave them a test earlier in the year. They came close to beating them in the series. And Kentucky's not a team that you should be treading lightly. This is a team that is very similar to Duke. Not a lot of star power, but they do the little things right, and they'll play you down to the very last out. I do think there's a small chance they pull off the upset here, but I would imagine Paul Skeens goes game one. Unless you have a really good lefty to oppose him, it's very difficult to beat them because LSU does struggle with quality lefties, which, you know, Kentucky doesn't really have in terms of starting. And I think ultimately the Tigers are the better team, and 230 is fair. I would lay that if you're interested in betting the super regional. I just don't imagine they would lose to the Wildcats in this position here, but if they did, I would be ecstatic to see the Tigers go home early.
You better hear with Nick and Ken on a wonderful Wednesday talking the college baseball super regionals with Johnny Venezia from Bet Karma on Twitter at @JohnnyVTV. Johnny, I know my partner, Ken, will be very excited to watch the Florida Gators against South Carolina in the super regional. Maybe really like Florida to win that matchup against South Carolina. Florida hovering in the minus 145 range, South Carolina in the plus 120 range. Gators and Gamecocks, what do you got?
Yeah, I think the winner of this one is going to be on the finals from this side of the bracket. This is a superstar matchup with a lot of first-round talent, headlined by my pick for this generation's Mike Trout, and I truly believe that, and outfielder Wyatt Langford. But ultimately, South Carolina swept this team when they were hot earlier in the year. And before the fall-off, this is a team that looked like could make a run to win it all. And, you know, Florida is out for revenge, but ultimately, even in their own building, the bullpen has been an issue for me all year, which is the reason why I did not pick them to win the College World Series. I just don't know if they're going to have enough horsepower at the back end of this bullpen. If they get a bad start from some of their guys like Hurston Waldrop and Brandon Sproat, it's going to be tough, man, because these guys, as high as their ceilings are, they have the capability to have a blow-up outing. And I just think South Carolina is starting to get their groove back, and getting them at plus 120 is too big of a number. I think the Gamecocks here will take this series as they start heating up for a run in Omaha.
another SEC team that advanced, and there are a number of them, and two of them playing each other there. Tennessee, who people might remember by far number one team last year, they got to, I think, this round and played Notre Dame, right, and then got upset as like a huge favorite in that series. It's like another one seed that didn't end up advancing to Omaha. It's kind of like been the story of this tournament. So Tennessee, like, back in the tournament again, advanced. Now they're on the road in Hattiesburg to play Southern Miss. It's like you're going to hear the price for this and be like, why isn't Tennessee playing favored by more? Because they're on the road, minus 170, Southern Miss about plus 140. Tennessee going to make it to Omaha this time, Johnny?
They will. Tennessee got hosed with the draw here, having to go to Hattiesburg. But this is a battle-tested team, man. As great as they were last year, arguably the best college baseball team ever assembled, way better than what LSU has put on the field this year. They weren't battle-tested. This year has been different. That Vanderbilt series changed their entire year. And I think now the system they have in place with Andrew Lindsay going one and future top 10 pick Chase Dollander in this MLB draft going on Saturday – they're going to get off to a good start with Lindsay, get game one against a really good pitcher who should be a first rounder for Southern Miss and Tanner Hall. And I just think they're drawing so many shades of 2022 Ole Miss where they barely got in and, you know, nobody's really respecting them. But this team has pitching and that travels and their offense has been timely. I think the Volunteers are a little upset that they're not hosting here. And I think they're going to put it on a Southern Miss Golden Eagles team that outside of Tanner Hall, they really aren't that good. They're very overrated. And I feel like this could be one where if they beat Tanner Hall on Friday, like I'm expecting, they get this done in a two-game sweeperoo heading over to play LSU in Omaha.
Johnny, we got to go lightning round here. 30 seconds for the next couple here. Let's do TCU and Indiana State. TCU about a minus 200 favorite. Indiana State about plus 160. TCU and Indiana State in 30 seconds.
TCU, their offense is red hot. They've won 17 of their last 19. They don't have elite pitching, which I think is a concern for Omaha. But in terms of here, Indiana State's a team that I don't really believe in. They don't have any superstars, and they're honestly lucky to make it out of the region because Iowa blew like 25 leads and should have won it. So I think TCU is the correct side. I would lay minus 165, minus 170 for the Horned Frogs to make it to Omaha.
Oregon and Oral Roberts. Oregon about minus 170, Oral about plus 135. What about here?
What I tell you, baby, Oral Roberts, 500 to one ticket. I think Oregon, you know, they're not that good. They beat Vanderbilt. Congratulations. I wasn't high on them either. I think the Golden Eagles, they have three starting rotation guys that are sub 3.6 ERA and an elite closer in Cade Denton. They have some boppers in this lineup. They will torture you if you let them hang around. And I think Oral Roberts, given the pedigree that they have right now, is the correct side. I do believe they're going to face either the winner of Florida or South Carolina in Omaha.
Oral advances. Final one, Stanford about minus 135 against Texas. Stanford and Texas, what do you like?
Very difficult here. Ultimately, I have to go with Stanford. Quinn Matthews, the premier lefty in the country. Stanford, even though I don't like Pac-12 baseball, they have an SEC lineup. And I think the thing is they have an advantage over Texas in that category. Texas is really built on pitching with Lucas Gordon and LeBaron Johnson Jr., who's been a huge X factor. But I think at the end of the day, Stanford being the more complete team, the deeper team, and the older team, they're going to get past the Longhorns in a tough series, three games. Stanford's going to advance and play Wake Forest on that side of the bracket in Omaha.
Johnny, awesome stuff. We made it through all 8 Super Regionals over the course of this interview. Great analysis, picks for every single one. Absolutely loved it. Johnny is on Twitter at @JohnnyVTV. You can check out his work over at Bet Karma. My friend, sincerely appreciate it. Enjoy the games. Good luck with the bets. He's going to Wake Forest, right? You said for the series. Is that where you're going? Mm-hmm. All right. That's awesome. Going for Wake Forest for the Wake Forest Bama series. Enjoy that. Safe travels. And we will talk to you soon here on the show.
Thanks so much, guys. Best of luck this weekend, and let's go Los Heat. Let's get this Game 3 dub in the bag against those Denver Chicken Nuggets.
I like Chicken Nuggets, though.
Johnny and Nick on the same page on this one. It's like the two people just bet Miami to the end.
Might be right. Los Heat. I hope so. Hmm. All right, 3 hours down, one more to go. That means it's the final hour. The final hour, of course, you know, is the power hour. All our bets are coming up for tonight. Golf bets for the weekend and 8 buckets. Green Bay Packers schedule analysis. Next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. On the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.